Welcome to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber, right here on FM 95.9, AM 1480 WSAR.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the One South Coast Chamber Education Spotlight. I am Katie Green, Vice President of Marketing and Events at the Chamber, filling in for our CEO, Mike O'Sullivan, who couldn't be here today. And today I have with me the Principal and Assistant Superintendent of Diamond Regional Vocational Technical High School and the newly named Massachusetts School Administrators Association High School Principal of the Year, Andrew Ribello. Welcome,
hello,
Andrew.
Hello, happy Friday. Thank you for having me, Katie. One South Coast, we love partnering with you guys over at Diamond all the time, and WSAR, of course, for having us. Excited for this.
So am I. I've been looking forward to this for a while when I found out I was filling in for Mike. High School Principal of the Year. That was a mouthful, but I pulled it off.
You did. No. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a year. I was fortunate enough and incredibly grateful to receive the Milken Foundation Educator of the Year back in the fall. And that was surreal. And then when I got the call regarding the Massachusetts High School Principal of the Year, again, incredibly grateful. And another surreal moment for me, but also, you know, a reminder and a reflection of every student and every teacher and staff member at Diamond that the work we are doing is working.
Absolutely.
So it's an incredible honor, to be honored for doing something well that you love is a great feeling. But again, it's a reminder of everything that's happening at Diamond. And, you know, I think that's been out there. And well documented, but just another reminder of the incredible things happening at Diamond.
Absolutely. And we at the Chamber love our partnership that we have with everyone over there at Diamond. So let's rewind a little bit. Before you got all of these new accolades, how did you get your start in education?
A little about me. I'm from South Coast, Massachusetts, right? And grew up in the New Bedford area. I'm a son of two immigrant parents. My father immigrated to New Bedford, my mother to Fall River, not dissimilar from a lot of people in this area. Mm-hmm. Proud graduate of New Bedford High School and, you know, ended up going on to Merrimack College and got into education. I was a guidance counselor at Diamond back in 2012. And then I got into administration. I was a vice principal at Durfee for 2 years under Maria Ponce. Shout out Maria Ponce. Then I went to Boston Public, and I was a Boston Public Schools central office administrator. And then I guess I couldn't stay away from Fall River. So I came back, and I was appointed the assistant superintendent and principal at Diamond on March 3rd of 2020. So it really has been a blur since then. This post-pandemic haze, if you will. But it really has been a wild ride for 4 years, but a very rewarding in the sense of the incredible people I work with and the incredible students at Diamond. So it really has been a great 4 years in this role. And this year in particular, the awards have been incredible.
Excellent. So speaking of the pandemic, you just mentioned, you started at Diamond as the principal just before the pandemic started. What was it like navigating a school during such an uncertain time?
I tell you what, it's something that we'll never forget, right? It's one of those things that there isn't a playbook that you can just pick up on a year-to-year basis, and this is how, you know, we're going to structure our school days and the schedule we will run. It truly was an adaptive challenge in the sense that we were creating everything new, from the way that students were learning, who was coming in the building, how teachers were delivering content. It's something that, you know, you go through big moments in your life, you'll never forget the details of those moments, those meetings, to ensure that we continue to provide what this community has come to expect. And that's a world-class education. So I know at the time I took it personally to make sure we still delivered that and we didn't, waver at all. I mean, early March, April of 2020, I remember, unplugging computers from the walls to make sure our students had devices at home. so we could continue the curriculum. And I think our students were better off because of it. But, you know, we're still seeing the effects of the pandemic in students. I think it's a different student in front of us today than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's a different kid in front of us with new challenges. And I think the education world is still responding to some of those challenges, and we're learning how to best educate students still. But one thing that I remember saying to staff at the time is, you know, we're going to be remembered on how we responded to this challenge of delivering education through COVID. And I think, you know, collectively as a community, as the Diamond community, you know, students and teachers and staff responded incredibly well. And I think that's why you're seeing the fruit of some of that work in the sense of these awards. It's the work that they did on the ground floor. And when you produce numbers the way we have, when you've, you know, continued initiatives the way we have, and the proverbial foot on the gas the way we have, it comes out in some of the awards we have earned. And I say we because undoubtedly it's the teachers and students and our staff that have earned these.
We would be nowhere without teachers. I'm a child of two retired educators as well, so I have a very large appreciation for them. When everybody was pivoting and there was distance learning going on, what did you do for the students who, because you're a vocational school, mm-hmm. how did you handle the shops? How were they learning?
And that's what we prioritize, right? Those early meetings, you know, we were saying, all right, how are we going to deliver this education? We've have a solid plan for academics, but for vocational shops, how do we deliver hands-on learning? The answer is virtually. You can't, right? You can never replicate it. I don't think you can replicate academic instruction either. In person is the best solution for education. I firmly believe that. But from the vocational side, we did prioritize bringing those students back first. So if, you know, that's September of 2020 to 2021, there was that hybrid option for parents. But in who was coming into the school, we did prioritize the vocational shops during that time. And I think that, you know, one of the things, just like you had academic learning loss, right? The kids that were losing learning, not being in school, there's something called vocational learning loss. And, you know, being the entity, which I think Diamond is the premier workforce preparation entity on the South Coast, it was our duty to make sure that that vocational learning loss was minimized. And we're back to, you know, sending kids out on co-op. We're back to working with our community partners to make sure that kids are ready and prepared. So we did prioritize those kids returning first.
Excellent. Excellent. So how is the school year going? It's flying by, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It seems like it, right? You have a lot of exciting projects that the chamber has been able to be part of and helping you launch those.
Yeah. So currently in the school year, I think we're, you know, every educator, we're in that the dog days of the school year, that weird time between February and April break, where everyone loses their minds a little bit. But, you know, we're ready for April break. I think we've worked really hard. We're ready to, for April vacation in a little bit. But this year has been going well. I think that we've fully returned to what is normal, at least, you know, 2 years now. And there's been some incredible initiatives, some things that we've been working on. I know, you know, One South Coast, we continue to partner. We have a job fair coming up in May, and business partners should reach out to our new co-op coordinator, Joe Marcizan.
We love Joe.
He's doing a great job, you know. He's definitely building something special. So on May 16th, we'll have a job fair where last year we had close to 90 businesses come and try to recruit students and let them know about their job opening. So please look out for that on May 16th. That's coming up. Graduation is also, coming up. I would love to maybe talk a little bit more about some other initiatives that we've started going as well.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Andrew, and then we'll get back into it.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community, and One South Coast Chamber.
Welcome back to the One South Coast Chamber Education Spotlight. I am Katie Green, filling in for our CEO, Mike O'Sullivan. And I'm joined today by Principal and Assistant Superintendent of Diamond Regional, Andrew Rabello. Thanks, Andrew, for being here with us. So just before the break, we were talking about some of the initiatives going on at Diamond. Why don't we get back into that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an exciting year. I think every year has its, you know, exciting moments, challenges, new initiatives, and that's all in response to our community's needs, right? In response to our students' needs. One thing that I'm particularly proud of is our partnership with Health First and their incredible work, not only in this community, but their willingness to open up a school-based health center in our school. What does that mean? It means that every day we have a physician on site at Diamond that students can go see. Instead of, you know, going to see their own physician, they can come to Diamond and see a physician if needed. So every day from 9 to 12, we have a physician on site that avoids long wait times for parents, that avoids co-pays. It's completely free. And that provides equitable services for students that are in need. Health First reached out to us, Dr. Vaught. I think they would be, you know, an exceptional group to have on here someday to spotlight. But over a year ago, they reached out to Diamond with this thought, you know, why don't we open up a school-based health center for students? Now, if you've been in tune with the education world at all, attendance has been a huge priority for the state. Chronic absenteeism, right? We talked a little bit about what our students' challenges are post-pandemic and what we are seeing. Chronic absenteeism is one of them. Students are missing way more time than in previous years pre-pandemic. So to bridge some of that gap, when they came to us, said, hey, how about we open up a school-based health center here, a site for students. Now they don't have to leave to go see their physician. Maybe they're waiting a few days for an appointment and they're out during that time. How can we, bridge that gap for students? And, it was a year-long process to get the approvals from the Department of Health, to make sure that they have adequate space and exam rooms. But it came to fruition and we are here and we opened up and it's the first in the area. There aren't in this area other school-based health centers. So we're very proud of the fact that we're providing a service to meet the needs and the demands of this community. So now if you're a parent at home and you're trying to schedule an appointment for your child and you can't get through and you have a long wait time and co-pays or some don't have health insurance, now at Diamond, your student can be seen free of charge and immediately upon a request for appointment. So it's something that we're incredibly proud of, and shout out Health First for their willingness to partner and getting this through the finish line. Like with many things, it was over a year long of conversations to make sure that we get this approved. Because like I said before, we're here to provide what this community needs, and this was one of them.
We were, as the chamber was lucky to be invited to be there for the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
It was so cool to see this legitimate exam room, because I wasn't sure what to expect when we got there. And and you were there and Mr. Bentley and we had a nice little tour. And it's an amazing facility. It's amazing. So
yeah, it's nice, and it'll give them the physicians adequate space to see students. We do have a nurse on staff from Health First all day long, you know, to meet with students, consult with students, and then schedule appointments if needed. So that's one thing that we try to stay ahead of the curve and innovative with, is to the needs of our community. And I'm glad we were able to get this across the finish line.
Now, when you mentioned that you have a nurse from Health First, is that separate from your school nurse, or is this all combined
now? So yeah, it'll become a completely separate function. Mm-hmm. They are located relatively in the same office, but it is a separate function specific for the needs of Health First and seeing a physician. And a lot of it is going to come from referrals from our school nurse. So if a student comes down, or if a parent reaches out to the nurse regarding an issue with their child, now we have the opportunity to schedule that physician appointment right there and be able to refer them over right there. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, you need to go see your physician, you can't return to school, now we expedite that service for our families, which is a huge benefit to them. And
absolutely.
it's been very well received.
Well, it's great to see two great organizations in our community coming together to better the community. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have going on at Diamond?
Yeah, so we just had our spring advisory night. And what advisory is we have, you know, of course, everyone knows about the 18 vocational programs that we have. And you may be wondering, you know, how do we deliver our curriculum? How do they know what, you know, certain the needs are of specific companies? And each fall and each spring, we have an advisory board night. So each of our 18 programs has an advisory board that includes members of businesses within the community. So, you know, our health assisting, our auto technology, we'll have representative from actual businesses throughout the community that set the direction for delivering the frameworks that the state says we need to teach. So it's incredibly advantageous to not only the teachers to know, okay, let me shift towards, okay, I see, you know, the auto technology world going towards a more of a diesel fueled world. How can we deliver that? Or electric cars, how can we deliver that? And getting actual business partners in to help set that direction is incredible, but also for our students. So now students, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, in preparing for cooperative education that they go out on the second half of their junior year and senior year, are ready to see what they will see in the real world. So we're not just preparing them on an old, you know, curriculum, you know, that old world of, you know, vocational education has a stigma that you kind of just bang a hammer for 8 hours and that's what it is. It's the world of work has changed incredibly. So we're meeting the demands that, you know, our business owners and business partners in the community, you know, are saying this is what we need kids to know before they come. We're training them. And then once they get out there, they're ready. And I think that's why we've had such an incredible track record of business partners throughout the community saying, yes, Diamond students are ready when they get to us. Diamond students are ready when they get to us. So last night was an incredible showing. Our business, you know, our advisory night was very well attended. So, yeah, we were very excited about that as always.
Excellent. We were talking before the start of the show that my nephew, shout out to Benjamin, mm-hmm. is a freshman there. He's in plumbing, and he is just loving his experience so mm-hmm. far. You know, he's in the second half of the year, and the amount of stuff that he has learned so far is pretty incredible. So it's amazing what they can learn, even in just a short mm-hmm. period of time yeah. in these shops. It's really
absolutely
incredible.
Yeah, and that curriculum is, you know, we follow the frameworks that the state sets, but also take into consideration what they're going to need after. So it's very exciting. And, you know, another advantage that we're going to be having here is our brand new building, our MSBA, the Massachusetts School Building Association. You know, I think in this community, it's well known that Diamond is going to get a new school.
Yes.
Scheduled for summer of 2026. So this is an incredibly exciting opportunity for the next generation of Diamond to not only continue doing what we're doing, but bolster it. So, you know, it's an opportunity for some of our shops to get out there and see, and some of our groups have been able to do that. The next phase of construction, as steel is starting to arrive and foundation is planning to be set, is going to be some of our shops joining out there and to see what actual massive building projects look like. So it's incredibly exciting time, not only for Diamond as that goes up, but also a learning opportunity for our kids.
You know, I spend a fair amount of time in Diamond, I feel like, between
you
different
have been,
tours.
Absolutely.
I need a satellite office there. Mm-hmm. But every time I go, there's something new. And it's great to see just how this new project with mm-hmm. the school is developing. And I look forward to seeing how it comes to fruition in the next right. couple of years. So back to the awards. Mm. Principal of the Year, the Millikan Award.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? It's a huge honor.
Yeah, it's almost like imposter syndrome as
yeah.
far as, like, you know, I think it's, like I said before, it's our teachers and our students and our staff that deserve that credit. So, you know, when people say congratulations, it means a lot and I appreciate it. But at the same time, I know it's a collective award. Mm-hmm. So I can't, you know, sit here and say, you know, it's just me, because it absolutely is not. So as much as, you know, I appreciate those sentiments, I want to continue to remind, like, the past 4 years has been a collective effort to get where we are, you know. And it's, you know, I think Diamond is, we've, you know, in the past 4 years, we've won one of the best high schools in the nation twice. You know, we've, you know, been recognized for our accountability numbers with the state. We're the highest performing high school in the area. Those are things that take a culture, a student culture, a staff culture to continue to produce the excellent education that's always happened. So it feels great, but I certainly cannot take the credit for the incredible work of our teachers and staff.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Andrew Ribello from Diamond. Welcome back to the One South Coast Education Spotlight. I am Katie Green, Vice President of Marketing and Events at One South Coast Chamber, filling in for our CEO, Mike O'Sullivan. And I'm joined today with Principal and Assistant Superintendent of Diamond Regional, Andrew Ribello. Thank you for being here with us, Andrew.
Of course. Quick shout out to Mike O'Sullivan. Miss you. And I know we'll see you soon, though. Thanks for all your work, you know, partnering with Diamond.
Mike is great. He sends his regrets. He's away at a conference today. Otherwise, he would have been here. But I'm the lucky one who got to fill in. So always nice when you can interview a friend. So we were talking just before the break about some of the awards that you have won. Why do you think that you were chosen for these awards?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Like I alluded to earlier, when you produce the outcomes for students that our school has done, not only this year, but our track record of excellence at Diamond, when you've produced that for a long period of time, I think it garners not only local recognition, but state and national recognition. The Commissioner of Education joined us in the fall for the Mokin Award. And he said, I hear about one school every single day, and that's Diamond.
Wow.
And that was the Commissioner of Education. And then the Mokin Family Foundation that joined him that day said, all the way in California, we heard about the incredible things happening at this school. So it's not only local and state recognition that our outcomes have got us attention for, but it's also national. Diamond is on the national spotlight, and that's what this community, I hope, recognizes. And I know that the long tradition of excellence has, you know, been long before me, and I hope I can continue it. But it's really a we. You know, why do I think I was chosen? I think it's a we. Why do I think we were chosen? Because I'll go back to the staff and the teachers and the students who have to buy in. You know, back when the Patriots were actually winning, right? Bill Belichick used to say, it's because of the players, right? The players are the ones that have to show up every day, buy into the culture, execute. And I really think it's the students and teachers that do that. We have a very unique culture at Diamond. And I feel like I'm positioned to say this, right? I worked at Durfee High School. I was in and out of 17 high schools when I worked for Boston Public Schools. I've seen other education models and cultures and structures in high schools. Diamond has a very unique culture, and definitely a unique student culture. You know, if you can buy in for 6.5 hours, follow the rules, follow the structure we have set. Believe me, I know for a teenager, it's tough to not be away from your cell phone for 6.5 hours a day. That's tough.
Yeah.
And we're one of the few high schools that, you know, for a long time, cell phones are not allowed. Believe me, I know it's some of, we've gotten the complaints of this is antiquated. This isn't, you know, their high school is a technology generation. But if you can come in for 6.5 hours and focus and follow the rules, hold a door. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Do the small things. We firmly believe that your life will be better because of it. Because you came to Diamond, we believe that your life will be better because of it. And we've undoubtedly been able to prove that generations and generations of students, we've been able to prove that graduating from Diamond leads you to be more successful no matter what your path. So I think that when you do things like that and then also produce the numbers that we have, you're going to win awards. And this past year in particular, we were the highest performing high school in the area. Now, let me tell you why this is such a big deal. Diamond students have 90 days in shop and 90 days in academics. If I go to a comprehensive high school, a Durfee, a Case, I have 180 days to get through that same curriculum. So our kids only have 90 days to get through it. So to be the highest performing high school in the area based on only having 90 days to do it, that is unbelievable. That is many would say that's impossible.
Right.
We've turned the impossible into the inevitable right here in Fall River, Massachusetts. And that's why I'm so fired up about it. I can't tell you enough. That is the reason why is the people in the building that bought into the culture, executed our plan, and put us ahead of many.
Amazing. Amazing. And I hear the passion in your voice when you talk
about
it.
Sorry, I get fired up when I talk about
it. We love it. We love that. There's nothing wrong with being passionate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's pivot a little bit and talk about how are students chosen to attend Diamond? How are they accepted?
Sure. So we do have an admissions policy, and I know it's been at the state level as far as some scrutiny regarding admissions policies. But we do have an admissions policy. So we do look at students' 7th and 8th grade grades, their attendance, discipline, and a recommendation from their guidance counselor. So those are the four criteria that we look and get records for. And students apply in their 8th grade year. So our first priority deadline, kids can apply at any time all the way up until their freshman year and through their freshman year if they would like. The first priority deadline was December 15th of 2023. And acceptance letters have gone out. And we do have 385 rising freshman students coming next year. We actually have our accepted student night on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, April 9th. It's going to be very exciting for our accepted students to come in, get some free Diamond gear, yeah. Check out extracurricular clubs, self-guided tours to some of their shops, meet their future teachers. We're going to have a Q&A with alumni, Diamond alumni, so they can ask any questions in a very comfortable setting, so they can ask, hey, what are the lunches like, by the way? And what is it? I heard Diamond was strict. Is it really that strict, right? So we bring in our alumni and current students to facilitate that Q&A that's going to happen next Tuesday for our accepted students and really make it a celebration. Really make it a celebration of their hard work. Because like I said, it takes work to, make sure that you keep up with your grades and attendance so you get into Diamond. So, we're excited for this new batch like every year. So that'll happen. And then, I do want to encourage everybody that we also have sophomore transfers and junior transfers. So, if you do not get accepted, you still have multiple opportunities throughout your freshman year to get accepted, but also apply to be a transfer student. You're going into your sophomore year or going into your junior year. So that deadline is July 15th. So if you're a current freshman or a current sophomore in the city or one of the three surrounding towns, you will be able to apply to be a transfer going into sophomore year or going into junior year. So we actually just opened up junior transfers last year, and it's going exceptionally well. So those students, if I'm a junior transfer specifically, I won't have the opportunity at co-op, but I will have opportunity for 2 years of vocational education. And we've had some success stories this year. I'm thinking of one student, a culinary arts student, who came in, who had some culinary background, very interested in it. So he's a current junior. He applied to be a junior transfer, and he's going to get 2 years of vocational training in culinary. And I think our Room 251, our world-class wet restaurant. So for him to gain those skills, not only in our world-class restaurant, but also in the kitchen and the baking side, is going to be incredible for him. So, absolutely accepting sophomore and junior transfers by July 15th.
And real quick, back to Room 251. If anybody is looking for a great, inexpensive meal, Room 251 is where it's at. Reservations encouraged or required?
Yes.
Yeah, because it gets so busy in there.
It does.
It's the city's hidden gem, I think.
It is undoubtedly a hidden gem. There's some incredible chefs there that – You know, I think they call it, you know, if once you work at Diamond, it's the 15 pounds you put on the first year you work
freshman
at Diamond.
Freshman 15.
Exactly, the Diamond 15, because it is so good and we eat down there all the time. But yeah, please join us. We've started something called Bingo and Brunch.
Ooh.
So we're having very unique events. I think the first one was sold out and the second one that's upcoming is sold out. But be on the lookout for Bingo and Brunch. It's been a new hit by Chef John Root. So yeah, join us for that anytime. If you type in Diamond Room 251 into Google, you know, you can check out the latest menu and upcoming events as well. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, Diamond Bangles.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but all of the wait staff at Room 251 are students,
yeah,
are culinary students, right?
It's completely student-led.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was talking about doing the little things before, I love eating down there because I can get and, you know, audit, you know, how are our kids doing? But they're incredibly professional. It's like a real restaurant when you go down there. It's completely student led, student run, including the cooking and baking that's happening in the back of the house.
And delicious baked goods.
Yeah,
delicious
please join
baked
us.
Goods. So you obviously Diamond is open to Fall River students, but it also is surrounding towns, Westport, Somerset and Swansea, correct?
Yeah.
And what are the percentages? Fall River has the main percentage.
Yeah. If you look at our freshman class, for example, Fall River will make up 76% of the students. Somerset will make up 9%, Swansea 8%, and Westport 5%. So those are the breakdowns for each community.
And what are some challenges that you're facing for the school year?
Yeah, I think that education in general right now is seeing some pretty persistent but also some relatively serious challenges. And I alluded to it before, chronic absenteeism in students. And, you know, if you look at the research and why kids are missing more time, I think, you know, there are multiple factors. One, they got used to staying home more often than not due to the pandemic. I think the mental health and social emotional issues of students has skyrocketed. So those are two things that is, you know, across education right now, and Diamond's not immune to it. You know, we've certainly seen our increase in chronic absenteeism, and that's one of our main goals this year is to identify it early in students and try to break down any barriers that's preventing that student from coming to school. And, you know, that's kind of where the Health First initiative came from is, okay, that's one of the barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are unable to bring their child to see a physician. Parents are waiting longer or do not have the means to pay co-pays for their students. So let's get a physician in here. Let's break down barriers. And like I said, that's one of our goals. But chronic absenteeism is certainly one of the most pervasive right now and persistent that's happening. Then the other, of course, is mental health of this generation of students, you know, and it's kind of been on the forefront for a while, but then the pandemic exacerbated it. So we continue to, you know, try to meet the demands of that. We have an excellent, excellent group of guidance counselors and adjustment counselors and special education staff that undoubtedly are at the forefront of dealing with, you know, any issues that come up. But certainly it's on our radar and we're going to continue to make it a priority to meet our students' needs.
Great. Andrew, what are some, when a business is looking to hire a recent grad, whether it be in the trades or or otherwise, what are the fundamentals that they're looking for when they hire a new employee?
Yeah, it's an important question because, you know, I fully take this to heart and I take responsibility for, and like I mentioned earlier, Diamond is and should be the premier workforce preparation entity on the South Coast. We need to prepare kids for life after they graduate. And that's kind of a term we've coined. Are we getting kids life ready? And that's why I talked about the little things so much before, because if you can do those small things, you will be ready for life. So I think it pairs really well with the preparation for what business owners want. Beyond skills, right? Beyond the technical skills of a plumber or an HVAC student, or a student that's going into the workforce right away, there's some intangibles that business owners are looking for. Can you focus? Can you come in and have a conversation with someone, look someone in the eye? Are you able to think critically when something goes wrong? Right. And there's no manuscript, there's no playbook, you know, for certain things that they're going to deal with in industry, no matter what job you're in. You're going to have to be able to think critically. So how are we preparing our kids to think critically? And I think this is one of the most important components, whether our students are in academic class or for the vocational setting, is having tasks that are making them think, making them problem solve, making them work together. And vocational schools in general have a level up on this, because that happens naturally in our trades. That happens naturally, you know, when you're fixing a car or dealing with a patient in medical assisting or health assisting. Critical thinking, collaboration, problem solving are things that happen naturally. So our kids are gaining these skills all the way from freshman year. And we were talking about this before. Mm-hmm. Me at 14? Like, I don't even remember. These kids are, like, you've seen the plumbing shop, the right. work they're
it's
doing
incredible.
In there. At 14 years old, mm-hmm. you better be on and focused, or it's a dangerous shop.
All the more reason why you don't allow the cell phones.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, inherently, those kids are starting to focus and starting those skills, even if it's unbeknownst to them. They're starting those things early. And though they'll be a better off because of it after the fact, no matter if they're going to, you know, head to college, head to a 2-year school, head to a trade school, or get right into the workforce, they're going to be better off with those skills. So to answer your question, you know, critical thinking, number one on my radar, getting kids life ready, about the small things I talked about, problem solving, collaboration. Those are the big ones that are definitely on the radar.
Well, you know, I'm sure you, I for sure, and I'm sure you, we meet a lot of adults in our lives that mm. are not probably life ready. And it's really such a great skill for these kids to have, to know how to look somebody in the eye, have a mm. firm handshake.
Yeah.
Like you said before, open doors. Yes, sir. Mm. No, ma'am.
Well, if you remembered our, and I know I'm working with a few representatives, but every year we partner with the One South Coast Chamber to hold a breakfast,
yes.
a networking breakfast at Diamond. So I believe you guys do like a monthly networking breakfast.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've hosted at Diamond, and one of the great things that, you know, Mike and yourself have been so incredible about is partnering with us. So we've had all our students, our student representatives, join One South Coast Chamber for these networking breakfasts, and gives our kids exposure to networking, to skills that they're going to need to be able to talk. And it's so incredible to see some of the connections that have come out of that. I think a few of our students have gotten jobs just from simply having breakfast at one of your annual events or monthly events that you do. So that's been a great partnership. And I think that, you know, through that, you guys have seen, you know, the diamond difference there a little bit.
We absolutely have. And we'll get back to that in just a minute. We're going to take another break.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community, and One South Coast Chamber.
Hi, everyone. This is the One South Coast Education Spotlight. I am Katie Green, Vice President of Marketing and Events at One South Coast Chamber, filling in for our CEO, Mike O'Sullivan. And in our last stretch, once again, this is Andrew Ribello, Principal and Assistant Superintendent of Diamond Regional, joining me today. Andrew, just before the break, we were talking about some of the networking opportunities that your students have had when coming to Chamber events. And I just want to say, these students that I have met are incredible. They're well-spoken. Mm-hmm. They know how to engage in conversation. So you and your staff, your teachers, are doing such an incredible job preparing these students for the real world, and it's going to help them go far.
No, thank you so much. And I think that's what you just expressed is what our community partners have seen in industry, you know. And I think that's something that the teachers embrace, to make sure our kids are ready for, you know, for the world when they leave. And some of those things that you've expressed of, you know, being able to shake someone's hand, look someone in the eye, make all the world of a difference, especially in a technology-driven generation right now.
And at such a young age, it's a great skill to have, because I know many years ago when I first started networking, going to a networking event where you don't know anyone or you maybe know one person, it's intimidating walking into a room like that. So to be 17, 16, 17, 18 years old and having that confidence to do it is incredible. So kudos to them and to you. Before we wrap up today, why don't you tell us what the future holds for Diamond? Besides a new school, because we know that. Or tell us more about the new school.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about it, it's, you know, okay, getting a brand new building, you know, that's intriguing, it's shiny, you know. But beyond that, I think of the future of the world and the future of this community is really dependent on the education that kids are getting. You know, you want to transform communities. You want to make this world a better place. You want to make Greater Fall River a better place. It starts in schools. Make no mistake about that. And that's why I talk so passionately about it, is because we have the opportunity as educators to change the world for the better. So if we want to create a community that, you know, cares about each other, is civic minded, is ready for the world, is going to increase businesses and business partnerships, and continue to provide the world-class service that many of our industries are doing. You know, you think about it, right? You go to the car dealership, or you go to your mechanic, it's Diamond Greg. You go to your dental shop to get a teeth cleaning, it's a Diamond Greg. Yeah. You know, you go to your local restaurant, it's a the business owner is a Diamond Grad.
Yeah.
So I take that incredibly personally. So, you know, beyond the shiny new building and more space, the 21st century learning that we need, we undoubtedly need. Think about it. We've been able to accomplish what we have in a 20th century building, right? In small spaces. You know, now with a 21st century building, we'll be able to get industry-ready equipment, have more space, and continue to deliver what this community has come to expect. And that's a world-class education. So what the future holds for Diamond beyond, you know, the more space, and, you know, we'll still be at 251 Stonehaven Road. Beyond that, it will be the education of our kids. So as long as I'm around, it's going to be a life-ready focus. It's going to be kids that are going to be ready for life after they graduate. So I think that's what the future holds for Diamond, is preparing them for that. And that's doing the little things. The little things like being able to have a conversation, you know, being able to focus for 6.5 hours. Believe me, we're not immune to the challenges that are going on, but we live to fight another day, and we continue to be guided by those values more than anything. So continuing some of the things that have shown us success, and no more relative and no more pertinent than this past year, where we've been recognized on a national scale. And that's what's so incredible about, you know, Diamond right now, is, you know, we've been put on the map. We've been put on the map because of these things. So something is working, and it's continuing to empower the teachers, empowering them to have the autonomy in their classroom to deliver what has worked so much. So I think in my role, you know, it's almost leading from the front and leading from the back, right? Leading from the back in the sense of having their, you know, back, or having their support or what they need so they can be the best educators they can be. Because I'm not in the classroom every day teaching, right? I'm not on the ground floor. I don't know anything about cars, right? So they're on the ground floor. They're the experts. So it's continuing to support them and then leading from the front when I have to. And I think that's my mentality. It's, you know, when stuff is going right, it's 100% on them. If something is going wrong, it's on me to figure it out. And I'll continue to be that type of leader for our school, because I think that's what we need. At the end of the day, it's the incredible educators that we have in the school. Second to none. You know, a Diamond teacher, pat them on the back, say, wow, what are you guys doing there? Because it's on them.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth, actually, because I was going to say not only you, but your educators, your staff, you all deserve a great big pat on the back for everything that you're doing for our community, for our students, and just to make it a better place as a whole. Absolutely. Anything else before we say goodbye?
Yeah, we're getting ready for graduation. Graduation will be Wednesday, June 5th. And of course, we have the brand new building going on our current football field. So we are unable to host it at Diamond. But thank you to our partner at BMC Durfee High School.
Excellent.
We will be hosting there. It went very well last year, and you know, make sure we give our kids all the pomp and circumstance that they deserve after incredible, you know, 4 years here at Diamond. So, you know, senior events coming up. We have prom that's going to be held in Newport. We actually bus our kids there. It's something that we've started a number of years ago, but it, you know, the kids have fun down on those coach buses on the way down, and then we're down in Newport for prom, and then we have awards night. So it's definitely a busy time of year. I mean, as educators, as you know, school leadership, from mid-May until the end of the year, it is an absolute sprint. So I better get my sleep now because it will be, I'll add a few more gray hairs, but we'll continue to make sure we celebrate these kids that have done incredible work.
Excellent, Andrew. All right, that was the One South Coast Education Spotlight. Thank you for joining us.